December 19th. The Religious Man. What is the state of the mind that says, I do not know whether there is God, whether there is love? That is, when there is no response of memory. Please don't immediately answer the question to yourselves, because if you do, your answer will be merely the recognition of what you think it should or should not be. If you say, it is a state of negation, you are comparing it with something that you already know. Therefore, that state in which you say, I do not know, is non-existent. So the mind that is capable of saying, I do not know, is in the only state in which anything can be discovered. But the man who says, I know, the man who has studied infinitely the varieties of human experience, and whose mind is burdened with information, with encyclopedic knowledge, can he ever experience something that is not to be accumulated? He will find it extremely hard. When the mind totally puts aside all the knowledge that it has acquired, when for it there are no Buddhas, no Christs, no masters, no teachers, no religions, no quotations, when the mind is completely alone, uncontaminated, which means that the movement of the known has come to an end. It is only then that there is a possibility of a tremendous revolution, a fundamental change. The religious man is he who does not belong to any religion, to any nation, to any race, who is inwardly, completely alone, in a state of not knowing. And for him, the blessing of the sacred comes into being.
This has been an excerpt from The Book of Life, Daily Meditations with Krishnamurti, published by Harper One and read for you by Zach Valenti. For archived episodes, more information about the project, and contact information, you can visit www.focused.af. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for a new episode.